And in these dark days, we have some good news. The earliest sunset of the year has already happened. In Texas, the earliest sunset was last week, 5:49 p.m. In parts of Alabama, it was late last month, around 4:30 in the afternoon. Ugh. Here in New England, it was in the last few days. We're not talking about the shortest day of the year. That's December 21st, winter solstice. We're talking about the solar day, the amount of sun. It's different. And here to explain, Gabri Benoit, professor of environmental chemistry at Yale, director of the Hixon Center for Urban Ecology. He wrote about this on his neighborhood listserv, which one of our producers, Jill, read. We refer to her as our New Haven Bureau. Professor Benoit, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
So you wrote to your friends, you know, it's arrived. Yesterday was the earliest sunset of the year there in New Haven, Connecticut. Every day from now, it means a few more seconds and soon minutes of evening daylight. But address the confusion that creates for some people, because people think that it's on the winter solstice that something happens with light. So explain what you're talking about.
So as you say, the shortest day of the year is on the solstice, on the 21st of December. But there's an asymmetry in terms of the sunset and the sunrise.
The Earth doesn't have a perfect circular orbit.
Exactly, because the Earth's orbit isn't a perfect circle. It's an ellipse, and that causes these asymmetries. Everyone knows that the Earth spins on its axis once per day. It does that 365 times in a year. But that's not true. It actually spins only 364 times in a year. Mm. And that extra day we get because the Earth is revolving around the sun. Mm-hmm. And we don't get that extra day all at once. We get it in little dollops of 4 minutes each day. But that's only an average. And some of the time we're getting slightly more than 4 minutes in a day, sometimes slightly less. And because of that asymmetry, which depends on where we are in the elliptical orbit, both sunsets and sunrises are either a little bit later or a little bit earlier, depending on what day of the year it is. It turns out in December that both the sunrise and the sunset are a little bit later.
Okay, well, A, my head's exploding, but B, I take your point that the sunrise and sunsets are shifting, having nothing to do with the length of the day. This is the solar day. But if we're gaining some light in the afternoon, which, oh, yes, we're losing it in the morning. We're getting, you know, less light in the morning.
Yes, and I guess depending on whether you're a morning person or not, you may care more about when the sun rises, but it seems like most people care more about having a little bit of extra light at the end of the day.
Right. The latest sunrise is going to be January 4th, 11 minutes later than it is, you know, right around now, or this was in your latitude in Connecticut. But by then, we will, as you say, have gained 13 minutes in the evening.
Yes, and that's enough to be noticeable, I think.
Oh, I think so. So what propelled you to put this on your neighborhood listserv?
Well, I'm a bit of a kind of a astronomy geek, and I mention this to people, and they're always surprised by it. It's something that astronomers have known about for centuries, so it's not like I discovered it. But every time I mention it to someone, they're so excited. They're thinking, oh, great, you know, the longer day has already started, even though that's a little bit of a misconception.
It's of emotional importance. I mean, to know that even though on January 4th it's the latest sunrise, so we'll have 11 minutes less in the morning, we will have 13 more minutes in the evening before the sun sets, is truly something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
Gabri Benoit, professor of environmental chemistry at Yale, director of the Hixon Center for Urban Ecology, and friend to a neighborhood listserv in the New Haven area. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you, Robin.